we've beaten them in Munster final. I'm sure they're looking for revenge. Word on the Cork Street is that they're hurting from that defeat. And I'm sure they'll come out all guns blazing. You know, they're championship specialists. They're very hard to beat in championship. They have us in Park Erin tomorrow. I'm sure they've got a plan for us. What I want for my girls is we just go out there and give us their 100% best and go for the best they can. Cork are very experienced. They'll be very, very hard beat. We're under no illusions going down there. Do we need something from the game? We do and we don't. You know, if we don't, or if we lose, it puts under a bit of pressure. No question about that. But we certainly have two more games to come against Tipperary and Wexford. You know, the group is going to be very tight, I would say, at the end of the day.
John, just to go back to the Offaly game, parts of the game really, really good, but kind of almost fell off the pace in periods of that game. Consistency
we did.
Is going to be key tomorrow. That you get the full game out of everyone. You're clued in for the, you can't afford to fall asleep at any stage tomorrow.
Absolutely not. I think concentration is key. I think we lost the toss, ended up playing against the breeze in the first half. Obviously, it's a very, very strong breeze. You probably wouldn't see it while you're watching the match, but it's a very, very strong breeze. It's very hard to get the ball out of your own half. We started ideally with a goal, but didn't kick on from there at all. And we were second to the ball. I certainly had a game plan that worked. They won all the breaking ball. They were very, very good. And they were very good coming forward and tacked on in 5 or 6 points in a row, you know. We certainly can't afford to have that against Cork. If you let Cork get ahead of you, a goal or two goals, or you know, or 4 or 5 points ahead of you, they're very hard to beat. You know, you have to take the game to Cork accordingly. I agree with you. We certainly had a good second half against Offaly, and the girls responded very, very well. You know, I agree with you. We have to be 100% tomorrow. You know, to beat Cork, have any chance of beating Cork, because Cork are a very, very good championship side.
And of course, John, to just touch on it finally, the beauty of the structure of this kind of round robin series for a championship is that You always have a chance. And again, like we said, regardless of the result tomorrow, Limerick still have it in their own hands to be there into the knockout stages.
Absolutely. I think the other thing too, from Limerick's point of view, was that look, a lot of girls have been blooded in championship in the last 2 years, particularly now from minor level up at 18-19. They're very, like this. We particularly have a very young side. We only had going out to our last match against Offaly. We only had something like 22 in our panel. You know, we were 8 short going out to that, 8 or 9 short going out to that. And I think, you know, as the girls get the experience and are playing first division, you know, league hurling, playing multiple championship, and also then playing top championship hurling, I think it's always the better for Emory, because they've been blooded at that level. They're getting more and more matches. So there's certainly, I would look at the way the structure is. It's a very, very good structure from Emory's point of view.